Good evening. Before we start tonight's program, I wanted to say something. I wanted to get something off my chest. I forgive you because I have so much compassion for you, respect, and I do care about you. And if I ever hurt you, I'm very sorry. I'm sorry that people hurt you. I'm sorry that you feel the things that you feel. I've always wanted to say that to you. And now, tonight's show. Good evening. It's not raining, and tomorrow we're going to find out whether it's 6 more weeks of winter because the groundhog has to see his shadow. I thought I would record this because something kind of weird happened. Well, with me, something always weird happens, and you have to just roll with it, as Oasis says. And you've got to take your time. And I was getting ready for work, and I have this oil that I hadn't used in a while. It's Reiki oil. I don't know how to do Reiki. I've had it done to me. I know that doesn't sound right, but it's true. And I put it on my face, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, you know. And I go to work, and then it's a pretty laid-back class. And I prepared before they came in. I had some time to myself, you know, and when I do that, I meditate or think of, you know, okay, how am I going to receive them today, you know, make them laugh, make them think. You know, I'm always giving them nuggets of information and telling them they need to go out into the world. What do you mean? You need to leave home. Why? You just do. Oh, but my friends are here, my family. Yes, but you need to, you know, you need to see things in a different context, and then you can come home.
Okay.
And so they're all filing in, and okay, maybe I had burned a little incense, and maybe I don't know what I did. I didn't know that I could do this. I mean, I had an idea that I could. All of a sudden, and I know some of them, they're sitting down, and they're doing their work, and they do it on the computers, and we're having a conversation. And I looked at one of them, and I said, "Oh my goodness!" And he's like, "What?" "I know you want to serve in the military." And he's like, "Yeah." "I see you wearing scrubs." And he's like, "Whoa!" And I'm like, "Wait, what am I doing?" And all of a sudden, it just came. It started coming out of me. It started coming out of me like, "Oh shit, I can do this," and didn't think I could. And so a whole bunch of, they're like, "Okay, what about me? What about, you know?" I was like a circus freak right there. "Oh, you know, show me mine. Show me mine." Okay. And they're just like, a bunch of them. I mean, we're just kind of like, "Whoa, that's dead on." And I'm thinking, "How am I doing this?" But I'm just seeing things, and all of a sudden things flash, and it's like, shit, I really shouldn't be talking about this, to be honest with you. I really shouldn't, because then it's like, oh no, piranhas are going to come and, you know, do me. No. And then I was later told by someone who they can't do a reading on me because they said, "You already did readings, so you need to be cleansed." It's, oh, great. I didn't know I could fucking do it. I really didn't. I mean, I had an inkling. You know, I can read a situation, and it's like, oh, okay, whether it's a job or something. And then this one girl, she came up to me, and she was like, "Can you read me?" And I went, "You got to take the hoodie off." "No," I said, "take the glasses off then." "Okay." And I looked at her, and I said, "You're going to be a nurse or something in the medical field." "Yes." And she just was like, "Oh, my God." "But..." And then she's like, "What do you mean, but?" "Deep down inside, you want to be a mom." And her eyes just went, oh my. And I'm thinking, okay, I need to stop this. And so the other class, I didn't do that to them. I was just kind of like, whoa. I was kind of taken back by it. I thought, huh. It's like something out of that movie Ghost. Remember Whoopi? Whoopi's like a fake. And then all of a sudden, she can actually do it. But it wasn't that. I knew spiritually that I had something, and when I was about maybe 4 years old, I've always had this, when I was about 4 years old, My mother wasn't well for a particular reason I won't go into. And I knew something just about her wasn't right. And it was on her 30th birthday. And I remember that. And I asked her what's wrong. Because she couldn't hide things from me. Even when I was really little, I could pick up on mom's not feeling well. And I knew, and then she told me, and I understood. Because, you know, you think, okay, a little four-year-old's not going to understand, you know, oh, this happened. Oh, but I understood. Because I was very intuitive. And ever since then, there's just certain aspects of things where you pick up on it. And especially people in my family, I can just pick up on it. I remember the last time I saw my grandmother, and I knew that was going to be the last time. You just knew. You could feel it. You could feel the temperature. Or my grandfather. I remember my grandfather died about 21 years ago. And we saw a car coming toward our way, and I thought that was my uncle coming to tell us. And I thought, okay, all these little signs are jumping out at me. You know? That's the way it's... I mean, even today, I got a phone call about a consultation, and they were talking to me, and I said to them, I didn't know why I said this, and she's talking to me. I said, well, I am an empath, you know, and she went, oh, that's why I can, yeah, I don't tell that to a lot of people, and it does run it. My father is an empath, too. I shouldn't be saying that. He is, because he could feel things, he could pick up on things, and it's kind of eerie. You know, when I was younger, like my mental health, he could pick up on it, you know, so, yeah, so it's, you know, I felt like a tourist attraction though today, but you know, I kind of brought that upon myself. It was kind of like, okay, I can do this really cool thing that I didn't think I could do, you know, sometimes, I mean, maybe I knew I could do it, and I just kind of held it back, you know. Someone was asking me recently, you know, we were talking about spiritual journeys, and I said, you know, sometimes it takes like something to just knock you out, and then it kind of just brings it, and it opens it in such a way that you are stunned, you are, I mean, I've had some moments where I was pretty much stunned and speechless. And for me to be speechless, first of all, I'm a talker. Listen to me right now. I am a talker. If I go quiet, there's something wrong. And it's not with the person, it's with me. Okay? Something is wrong, or something has been added to who I am, and that doesn't work well. It doesn't work well, whether it's substances or something else. You know, I've had those instances before where it's like, oh, okay, you're not how you usually, because first of all, it's stress. And second of all, it's things that I'm not used to. I'm really not used to, you know, I am a happy-go-lucky person. I can be very fucking tough though. That's the other thing. I think people with me assume that I'm, you know, this and that, and I actually am very guarded. There are certain things I will not reveal. There are certain things probably that happened to me that I don't remember, but I know they happened, you know? So maybe it would take a therapist to kind of pull it out of me. Maybe. We'll see what happens one day. But I'm aware of the spiritualism that I have. And sometimes, you know, it's like that Eric Clapton song. Oh, God, I love that song. You know, it's in the way that you use it. It comes and it goes. That's how it is sometimes with me. It's like, okay, you have to focus. As someone who had attention deficit disorder as a real little kid, and then even still as an adult, it's very hard to focus. And I pace about. And at work, that's what I do. When I'm doing like a prep period, I pace. I'm walking around, looking around, thinking, okay, when are they coming over? Come on. You know, me and nerves. And a friend was asking me recently, because we were talking about working out. I haven't really worked out. I mean, I still, I'm pretty solid. And they said, "What? How are you maintaining that?" And I said, "Nerves. Nerves, and I feel like I have a lot on my shoulders of things that I really shouldn't have, and stress, and I have been having palpitations," and a lot of people don't know that. Now you all know that. And so I'm trying to kind of wean myself out of that. Maybe a vacation is what I need. I am taking one next week. Where? I'm not going to tell you. It's for a band that I really, really love. And I thought, hey, I had planned this back in October. I really did. I had probably around the 5th or the 6th, because I knew they were going to do a tour, and I thought, oh, okay. So that's what I did. Surprise. But back to even music. Music is a spiritual thing for me. It always has been. It always will be. And certain songs take you there, and certain moments take you there. And sometimes it takes listening to a song from the past that kind of heals me, whether it's an old George Michael song. Oh, I loved George Michael. Everyone liked Faith. I always liked Father Figure and Freedom. And I mean, and even when I was a naughty boy, Fast Love, come on. I remember hearing that and thinking, oh, or no, it was a friend who, she said to me, "I have to play you something." Okay, that's you. And I'm like, yeah, at the time, yeah, dead on. Now, no, not really, not really. People change, people grow. And I mean, today that I found that out. I mean, I can't believe I'm podcasting about it, because it's kind of, some people are like, it's like that Dorothy Gale shit, where she's like, "Oh, but why didn't you tell me then?" "Oh, because you had to find it out for yourself." It's like, shit. I mean, yeah, we go through these things, and yeah, you have to find out for yourself what you really truly can do. I kind of take the Magneto from X-Men kind of thing. Remember where he has that traumatic experience, and he sh they did that to him purposely, those fuckers, so that he could show off his power to them, what he is really, truly capable of. And with me, it's like, okay, I did kind of feel like a freak that I'm able to do what I'm able to do. And that's unfortunately a part of life. And yeah, a friend said, "Oh, now you can make money off that." No, I wouldn't do that. I mean, now I have to do it at spiritual cleanse. I know how to do it, so I have to do it on myself, or I have to pay for someone to do it. And because they were going to do a reading on me, and I can't. When I told them, "Oh, I read a bunch of my students." "You did?" "Well, I didn't know I could do it." It just kind of, it happened. She's like, "Yeah, I can't. I gotta wait." Okay. All right. And and it's respectful, because then they're picking up different information, and it's like, okay, I understand that. So, it's all good. It's all good. Recently, someone asked me, "Where does your spiritualism come from?" My spiritualism, I was never really religious. Here's the thing. I believe that everything happens for a reason, and there's no such thing as a coincidence, and things within our timelines. Mean, there's some things that I could talk about, some things that I couldn't. Want to make sure I'm speaking into this microphone, because I go back and I listen to the show, and even I'm kind of annoyed, like, what the fuck? Because the sound will like go in and out. Maybe my phone is haunted, I don't know. It's like that Nine Inch Nails song, "Came Back Haunted." Oh, I did. My spiritualism, there's certain aspects of it that are very, very private. I mean, I should keep what I am knowledgeable of very private, but it happened. And I mean, I think it's my father's side of the family, because they're from Mexico, and then there's a lot there Comanche that we know of. And I was always taught as a very little kid, not so much about the Bible or about religion or about God. I was taught about always recognize the symbols, like you have the birds and what the birds represent, what the moon represents, what the sun represents, why we look towards a certain, whether it's west or east or south or north, and the guides that we have, spirit guides. That's what I was taught at a very, very young age. Even now, when I look at the moon, I really haven't ever taken the moon for granted. It's always been there. It's always been a part of me, or it's the constellations, and I was taught about that, and meteor showers, and now it sounds like a Tool song, meteor showers and tidal waves, because we want that comet to come. We want to see that comet to come, shall we say, s'il vous plaît. Shooting stars, I remember being a little kid and watching Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and even to this day when I see it, where he's, I don't know if they did that, if that's maybe like a studio effect, or maybe that really happened. I'd like to think that really happened in the shot, is, because when you're a filmmaker, anything can happen within the shot, where they're talking, and in fact, can I play it for you? I believe I could. And isn't it, interesting, is they're talking about fortune and glory, and the young man who is playing Short Round, Ke Huy Quan, later goes on to win an Oscar. And Fortune and Glory, I mean, but and I laugh because that's just a moment. It's a moment. And here we go. Here we go. This is such a. Okay. Here's a. Oh, there's a shooting star. What do you think?
I think that somebody believes the good luck rock from this village is one of the lost Shankara stones.
What is Shankara?
Fortune and glory, kid. Fortune and glory.
Fortune and glory. And I thought we'd stop there. Because that is, I mean, when we watch certain things, and yeah, maybe they did plan that. Is hey, let's talk about fortune and glory. Is there's a shooting star, and it just adds more it adds more depth to the moment, and it adds an aspect that I can see on camera. I don't know if others could. So when you go back and you watch those films, if you can catch things that are happening in the background, it's there for a reason, and you are now noticing it. Today I was driving somewhere, and I noticed this big triangle in the sky, and I went, oh, okay. And then rainbows everywhere, and I mean, we could you could take what you want from that, and then all of a sudden the doors break on through the other side, start playing, and I thought, oh, okay, because it's always about symbols and it's always about messages. And the doors, before I got into Tool, and I love Tool, the Doors were my band. They were not that was not my generation, but when I first heard them, I thought, oh, okay, this is my band. Because of what they were talking about, because I understood it. Break on through to the other side, light my fire, take it as it comes, the end, strange days, Riders of the Storm. I mean, there's mysticism within that music. So whether I upload this or not, I probably will. Maybe I'll call it Freak Show, because I did feel like a freak today. But at the same time, they were all kind of excited because, they're like, oh my God, he can do that. And it's like, yeah, I can. Don't misuse it. Don't misuse your gifts. Is it a gift? Is it a blessing? Is it whatever it is? Whatever it is, I'm grateful for it. And it made me feel like a little kid, like, oh my God, I can do that. Like, you learn to do a cartwheel for the first time. I haven't done cartwheels in years. Come on. You know, in fact, one time I was at work doing push-ups for them, and they say, can you do cartwheels, flips? No, I wish I could. And as I say that, maybe that wish will come true. Oh, you know, and I won't put my back out. I mean, you know, I think that's what they're worried about, especially when I can do the push-ups on a chair. I put my feet on the chair because that's usually how I do them, or on a balance ball, you know, not to really show off, because that really is how I do it, because I always like the challenge of doing those. Life itself is a challenge. Good night.